Who You Know. Today I wanted to share a short excerpt from a book I just started reading. It's not my usual thing, a sort of futuristic dystopia, but once I heard about it on a podcast and heard excerpts, I decided to check it out. So it's a kind of fable or fairy tale, and this is a fairy tale inside of this fairy tale. It's called Why the Dog Won't Show Its Eyes. Time back, way, way back, before people got clever, they had first knowing. They lost it when they got the cleverness, and now the cleverness is gone as well. Everything has a shape, and so does the night, only you can't see the shape of night, nor you can't think it. If you put yourself right, you can know it. Not with knowing in your head, but with the first knowing. Where the number creeper grows on the dead stones, and the ground is sour for 3 days digging the night, still knows the shape of itself, though we don't. Sometimes the night is the shape of a ear, only it ain't an ear we know the shape of. Listening back for all the sounds that are gone from us, the hummering of the dead towns and the voices before the town's been there, before the iron bin and the fire bin only little, listening for what's coming as well. Time back, way, way back. One time it was full of the moon, and a man and a woman squatting by the little fire. Squatting by their little fire and afeared of the night. The dog were in the night and looking towards the fire. It weren't howling, it were just looking at the fire. The man and woman seen the fire shining in the dog's eyes. The man throw it meat to the dog, and the dog come in to them by the fire, brung its eyes in out of the night. Then they all look at the night together. The man and the woman seen the night in the dog's eyes, and that's when they got the first knowing of it. They know it the night the same as the dog know it. You know what they got first knowing of. She has different ways she shows herself. She's that same one shows her moon self, or she just shows the old, old night and no moon. She's that same one everything and all of us come out of. She is what she is. She's a woman when she's night, and she's a woman when she's death. The night births the day. Every day has the shape of the night, what it come out of. The man as knows that shape can go into the night, in the night, and the night in the daytime. The woman as knows that shape can be the night, and take the day in her, and birth the new day. Well, they got the first knowing, they got it looking in the dog's eyes in the full of the moon. When the man and woman got that first knowing from the dog, they made a contract with the dog in the full of the moon. They rode it on together with the dog and foraging together. Didn't have no more fear in the night. They put their self right day and night that were the good time. Then they begun to think on it a little. They said, if the first knowing is the good, what might the second knowing, the third be, and so on. They caught a goat and look at it in its eyes. You know what eye the goat has? It's the clever eye. The man and the woman looking in that clever eye, and they thought, why should we be foraging the whole time? They caught other goats and they made a fence and pent them up. They gathered wheat and barley, they had bread and beer, and they weren't moving on the land no more. They started in to form it, stop it in one place, then with sheds and stock and growings. They weren't outside in the night no more. They were inside looking out. The night just looked at dark to them. They didn't see nothing else to it no more. They lost out of memberment the shapes of night and wore it for their property. They might get snuck and raid it. They made the dog keep look out over their property. Every morning, they were counting everything to see if anything been took off in the night. How many goats, how many cows, how many measures, wheat and barley. Couldn't stop their counting, which were cleverness in making more the same. They said, them as counts more than them as don't count. Counting they were all the time. They had iron then and big fire, and they had towns of parpity. They had machines at numbers up. They fed them numbers, and they fractioned out the power of things. They had the numbers of the rainbow and the power of the air all work it out with counting, which is how they got boats in the air and pictures on the wind. Counting cleverness is what it were. When they had all them things and marvelsome, they couldn't sleep, really. They didn't have no rest. They were stressing theirself and straining all the time with counting. They said, what good is night? It's only dark time. It ain't no good for nothing. Only them as want to sly and sneak and take our property away. They lost out of memberment who night were. They just wanted daytime all the time, and they were going to do it with the master changes. They had the numbers of the sun and moon all fractioned out and fed to the machines. They said, we'll put all the numbers in to one big one, and that will be the number of the master changes. They built the power ring, that's where you see the ring ditch now. They put it in the one big one and whooshed it around there, come a flash of light, then bigger nor the whole world, and it turned the night to day. Then everything gone black. Nothing, only night for years on end. Plagues killed people off and naminals, nor there weren't nothing grow it in the ground. Man and woman starveling in the blackness, looking for the dog to eat, and the dog out looking to eat them the same. Finally there come day again, the night and day regular, but never like it been before. Day birthed crooked out of the crooked night and sickness in them both. Now man and woman go afeard by night, afeard by day. The dog all lorn and wishful, it keeps howling for the nights what are gone forever. It won't show its eyes no more. It won't show the man and woman no first knowing. Come full of the moon, the sadness gets too much, the dog goes mad. It follows on the man and woman's track, and arga warga if it catches them. The fire's cold, my story's cold.